The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving, education, and the arts.
ICAN is a place for kids.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.
Mysteries About True Histories is coming up next.
Hey, this is Max. In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky Aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories.
Hey, Max. Walk me to class.
Bah! Katrina! Don't scare me like that!
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
Excuse me, Katrina. Max and I are walking in the opposite direction.
Nobody asked you, Molly.
Didn't stop you, did it? Come on, Max.
Later, Katrina. Easy, Moll. You don't have to rip my arm off.
Oh, Max.
Now what?
I wasn't talking to you. Max, you dropped something.
I did?
What's this? A note?
It's, for class.
July, huh? How did you know my birthday's in July? Is this about me?
Nope, definitely not. Can I have it back, please?
What are all these numbers? 011668, 101866, 161086? What is this?
None of your business. Come on, Max. We're gonna be late.
Wow. Molly, you are so easy to troll.
What did you say?
Relax. I'm not here to cause trouble. I'm just playing around. Geez, I don't know why you hang out with her. Later, Max. Bye, Molly.
Did you hear what she said? Troll? Trouble? Do you think she's one of them?
No way. It's just a coincidence.
But what if she is? She saw your paper. She knows we found the troll's number and letter clues. We better crack the code, and fast.
But how? Even Aunt Murgatroyd doesn't know what it means. And we've been over these numbers a gazillion times.
Well, let's go over it one more time. The note we found said there were 10 clues, and there were 4 letters. U, L, J, and Y.
The only word I can think of spelled with those letters is July.
Right, which means the 6 numbers we found must be a date, which makes sense because a date requires 6 numbers. 2 for the day and 4 for the year.
But which date? And why?
Well, let's look at the numbers we found. There's 011668.
Don't forget, a day or year can start with zero.
Good point. I think the first step is figuring out the possible number of combinations we can make with those numbers.
How do you do that?
You take the amount of numbers we have and multiply them by the power of six, because we're looking for a six-digit answer.
The power of six? Is that a new Marvel movie?
No. To find the power of six, you multiply six times in a row. In this case, we have a zero, two ones, two sixes, and an eight.
So six numbers?
Actually, it's only four numbers. Zero, one, six, and eight.
Okay. So for the power of six, we multiply four times four times four times four times four?
Exactly.
Okay, I know 4 times 4 is 16. Times 4 is 64?
Nice. And 64 times 4 is...
All you.
Or all my calculator. 64 times 4 is 256. Times 4 is 1,024. Times 4 again is 4,096.
Great. So what did we just figure out again?
The number of possible combinations we can make with those four numbers to fill six spaces for a date?
4,096 combinations? We're never going to figure it out. It's impossible.
Hey, we're problem solvers. We have to, you know, solve the problem somehow.
Well, just like my last math test, I say we guess.
Guess?
Yep. Let's just pick a date and try it. How about July 10th, 1866?
Okay, but where?
Just press the button and see where we land.
Oh boy, what could go wrong? At least we landed back in America.
And right in front of the U.S. Capitol. Looks like construction has barely been completed. Look how shiny and new it looks.
The 14th Amendment has passed.
Yes! High five! That's huge!
What's a high five?
Like this. It's a fun way to celebrate something. Give me five.
Oh, I like that. One more.
So what's everyone so excited about?
It took many years, a war, and heavy political work to end the terrible practice of slavery. Just last year, the 13th Amendment passed, officially abolishing slavery in the United States.
And now, a year later, the 14th Amendment grants citizenship to all former slaves.
Awesome! High five!
Don't get too comfortable, though. We get a day to celebrate, and then the work begins again. New citizens still don't have the right to vote. Same with women. We need those laws passed, and passed fast.
It seems like problems are on the road to getting solved here. This probably isn't our spot.
Yeah, we need to be looking for trouble. How about July 18th, 166 CE?
Done! Oh, hey! We've been here before. Only now, it's called Constantinople, not Istanbul. We're in the seat of the Holy Roman Empire under the rule of Marcus Aurelius Caesar.
More cheering, but is it good cheering or bad cheering?
Let's go Rome! CLXVI is our year!
CLXVI?
Roman numerals, remember? C is 100, L is 50, X is 10, V is 5, and I is 1. CLXVI is 166.
Gotcha. Any idea what they're cheering about?
The war with Parthia is over. Now Armenia and Eastern Mesopotamia are both under the protection of Rome.
Woo!
Nice. High five.
What?
Use Roman numerals.
Right. High V, like this.
Ooh, I love it! High V! High V!
So there's no trouble here.
Oh, no. It's smooth sailing for the Roman Empire from here on out. The Roman Empire will last forever.
That's not exactly true, Max. But you've got some time. Enjoy.
Ivy!
Next,
Let's try July 1st, 1668.
Whoa, nice banquet hall.
Not just any banquet hall. We're in The Hague in the Netherlands.
Shh! No talking during the ballet.
Sorry, what are we watching?
The Ballet of Peace.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Shh!
I think we're the problem. Let's step out.
Sorry. The Ballet of Peace? That sounds pretty positive all around.
This is the first one. The Dutch prince, William of Orange, is using dancing to bring together European countries who don't always get along.
Gotcha. I'd say this is another trouble-free situation that deserves a high five. But a quiet one. We've already been shushed twice.
Shh!
Three times. Let's get out of here.
July 6th, 1086. Here we go!
Ah, the Doomsday Book is complete.
Did he just say Doomsday Book?
Now that sounds like trouble.
Looks like we're in the Duke of Normandy's court, also known as William the Conqueror.
I know I've only been a problem solver for a short time, but William the Conqueror sounds like the perfect nickname for a troublesome troll.
True, but to be fair, history is full of dictators and bad dudes who could be labeled troublemakers.
Excusez-moi, where did you two come from?
Who, us? We're just chilling.
Hey, is that the Doomsday Book?
Why, yes, I just finished it. How do you know about it?
Lucky guess. It looks really big and heavy.
I'd hate to drop it on my foot.
It's 413 pages, all the information we need.
To make trouble?
It's a survey of all the resources and lands belonging to all of the manors in England.
Oh, that doesn't sound very troubling.
Oh, it's only called the Doomsday Book as a metaphor.
A metaphor for trouble?
A metaphor for the Day of Judgment, wherein all decisions are final and legally binding.
Oh.
I will say it was almost my doomsday. William the Conqueror is illiterate. He cannot read or write a word, so it took me, his most trusted scholar, an entire year to find, organize, and write out all this information by hand.
Sounds like you deserve a high five!
A high what? Ooh, that was cool! I never get to do anything cool. It's always, Jean, write a letter for me. Jean, read me a story. Jean, what's 4 times 4? And do you think this moldy cheese is edible?
Where are you?
Oh, now what? I must go.
Hang in there, Jean.
One more high five for the road?
Okay. So this isn't the right date either. I like that we're eliminating dates, but I'm getting a little tired of randomly hopping around in the past.
Fine. Then let's try July 6th, 6118.
What? That's over 4,000 years in the future.
Well, you said you were sick of hopping around in the past.
I don't know, Max. That sounds scary. But interesting, but terrifying.
Come on, Maul. Where's your sense of adventure?
Fine, let's try it. But if things don't look right, let's head back home.
Deal.
Max, are you sure you said that right? It looks like we landed on a farm in the 1960s.
Hey, right on, Daddy-O. Are you students of the ancient past, too?
Sure, we love history. From the ancient past all the way to, what year is it again?
You don't know the year?
We've been traveling for a long time. We lost track.
6118.
Gotcha. And where exactly on Earth are we?
Earth? Wow, you guys are a real trip. We left Earth a long time ago.
So, we're not on Earth?
Nah, man. Between the wars, pollution, and natural disasters, Earth got to be too much of a bummer. We're on Kepler 22b.
And that's a planet?
Yeah, it's a planet.
Looks like in the future, we advance our space travel enough to reach other habitable Earth-like planets? Nice.
Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
Like you're from the past.
That's just Max. He likes to play pranks.
Oh, you have me going for a sec. Would you care for some organic summer squash?
I'm good.
Me too.
You don't have any pizza, do you?
This guy's a real jokester. No. We only have what we can grow on our little farm in commune. Organic kale?
No!
No thanks. One more question. Are there any troubles here?
Yeah.
There are?
If I don't finish watering this field, my organic pea patch won't sprout.
Gotcha.
Oh, well, we'll leave you to it. Nice meeting you.
Same. Safe travels. Maybe we'll meet again someday.
That is highly unlikely.
Max!
Later, dude.
High five?
Definitely!
Can we go home now?
Oh, yeah. Phew. I never thought I'd be this happy to be back at school.
Same.
So let's see. Out of 4,096 possibilities, we just eliminated 4. Wow. At this rate, it'll only take us 4,092 divided by 4 equals 1,026 days. How many years is that, Maul?
2.8 years. But wait, I just realized something.
That this is a dumb way to figure out what date it is?
Well, that too. But we can narrow down the possibilities a lot.
Oh, yeah? How?
Well, for starters, the day can never start with a 6 or 8 because there's no July 60th or 81st.
Okay. That eliminates a few. Ooh, and I bet we can rule out the future. The trolls like making trouble in the past to affect the present. So it won't be a year starting with a 6 or 8.
Good thinking. I'll get to work on the math to narrow down our date possibilities. Of course, I'm also curious about the possibility of Katrina being a...
Being a what, Molly?
Ah!
You guys look terrible. Well, not you, Max.
Seriously, Katrina, how are you everywhere?
Seriously, Molly, I walk away from you guys for 5 minutes and now you're covered in dust with... What is that? Organic kale in your hair? Where were you guys?
None of your business, Katrina, that's where.
We were just doing a history project.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you found what you were looking for.
Goodbye, Katrina.
Goodbye, Molly. Try to stay out of trouble, Max.
What are you thinking, Max?
I think Katrina knows something, Molly.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Laura Rondinella, Connor Quinn, Taya Garland, Jonathan Regeer, and Diana Helen Kennedy. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agarainish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.
fatu, fai, fai, fatu, fatu, lema, yo, fatu, yo, si jaja lano.
Butumbele, butumbele,
butumbele,
butumbele, butumbele,
butumbele,
butumbele, butumbele,
butumbele,
o mami sera, o mami kas,
butumbele,
o mami sera.
You're listening to ICAN, and this is the International Dance Hour. That was a song from Senegal, a country in Africa. Right now is a song from Down Under. It's called Waltzing Matilda from Australia. G'day, mate.
Yeah. ganin wid ilwea orunga warara kadingo mono korundo koare orunga wanganyilda nyondo matilda nyan bingayola nyan bingayola
our heels. I won't go home across the fields. I will go home with Barna. We won't go home the milk barina. The night is bright, we might be seen. Won't go home the milk barina. I will go home with Barna. We won't go home along the bay. The tinker's camp is on the way. We won't go home along the bay. I will go home with Barna. She roared, I won't go home along the shore. We'll go home, be banna. We won't go home along the strand. We might disturb the fairy band. Won't go home along the strand. We'll go home, be banna. The Scarlet Glen, they lived to last. And every morning after mass, she would go and have a glass of fog and home, be banna. We won't go the road, won't go home along the road, I will go home be banna.
Song from South America.
Eu comprei carro que é demais. Tudo que se pensa, ele faz. Eu acho tão bonito, mas dizem que é esquisito. Na partida já sai de marcha ré. Embaixo tem um furo pra frear com o pé. Quando eu tento outra direção, o motor esquenta e tem explosão. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete em rascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete em rascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Em vez de farol, tem lamparina. Tem um apito no lugar da buzina. Falta uma porta e o capô. Tinha um estepe, mas alguém levou. Por isso meu carro é demais. Se não vai pra frente, vai pra trás. Pra mim faz tudo o que puder, mas só vou aonde ele quiser. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete enrascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete enrascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada.
Here's a French song.
Elle caresse à peine la terre de ses petits pieds dansants. Elle va toujours le nez en l'air. Ses cheveux flottent dans le vent. Légère, elle saute de pierre en pierre sur les collines, sur les chemins. Elle est comme un courant d'air quand tu la prends par la main. L'appelle plume, 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 la princesse aux ailes d'avion. Quand le soir au clair de lune, elle chante, chante sa chanson. On l'appelle plume, 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 la princesse aux ailes d'avion. Quand le soir au clair de lune.
dans son sommeil, elle se rêve, libellule au papillon. Le matin, quand elle se lève, elle n'est qu'une fille en chaussons. Mais dès qu'entre le soleil, dans sa chambre aux nuages bleus, ses yeux se tournent vers le ciel. Elle sourit en clignant des yeux. On l'appelle Plume, 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 la princesse aux ailes d'avion. Quand le soir au clair de lune, elle chante, chante sa chanson. On l'appelle Plume, 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 la princesse aux ailes d'avion. Quand le soir au clair de lune, elle chante, chante sa chanson. Je veux parler au soleil et rire avec les oiseaux. Je veux dire bonjour au ciel et planer loin sur le dos. Je veux voler à tire-d'aile et me poser doucement sur un arbre ou sur une treille et partir le nez au vent. On m'appelle Plume, 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 la princesse aux ailes d'avion. Quand le soir au clair de lune, je chante, chante ma chanson. On m'appelle Plume, 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 la princesse aux ailes d'avion. Quand le soir au clair de lune, je chante, chante ma chanson.
Instead of me, 'cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city, looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongi for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo bong.
Hear me when I come, baby,
king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, 'cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town, but I'm a king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby,
king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, 'cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby,
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo bong.
Hear me when I come, baby,
king of the bongo, king of the bongo
bong. Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, 'cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hit me when I come. Hit me when I come, baby. Hear me when I come.
Let's take a dance break.
Manamana. Manamana. Manamana.
Mana mana.
Do 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 do.
Mana mana.
Do 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 do.
Mana mana.
Do 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 do.
Mana 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 mana.
International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is a radio station dedicated to kids like you. On air and online at icannradio.org. There you can find coloring pages, activities, and a ton of informational blogs.
غريب وعرف انت الزين مرغة دفنة وورد هم الزلاف غفي ريش مرث زوار طرفوث غصدي طيش دوز الجيك ورغض صحف في السويث هاوي قلن هادي عيش سدة ونتزمور غريب وعرف انت الزين مرغة دفنة وورد هم الزلاف غفي ريش مرث زوار طرفوث غصدي طيش دوز الجيك ورغض صحف في السويث هاوي قلن هادي عيش سد ونتزمور سد ونتزمور وسيري يسخر بغلانا إينا غدا نشي غدا تواليغ ما تسي تسعيد حنين دفل نعيا 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 نشهام ان الولد في ثمورت ذن تواسي مسلين ارزقنا من الموت ورنا روين ورنا اللوز سدواوين في الدوت هاوي قلن هذي عيش سد ونتزمور قسيشنا نحافنا نشهام ان الولد في ثمورت ذن تواسي مسلين ارزقنا من الموت ورنا روين ورنا اللوز سد وين تدور هاوي قلن هذي عيش سد ونتزمور سد ونتزمور سوانير ما تنسي تسعيد حنين فلغ نعيا 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 نعيا
Here's what music sounds like in Africa.
Yabo!
Radio is proud to sponsor the Young Artists Professional Development Competition, open this year to violinists, cellists, and pianists in the Portland metro area. Created by DuPont Creativity Partners and Chatter PDX, the competition offers winners the opportunity to collaborate and perform with musicians from the Oregon Symphony and other ensembles, as well as an honorarium. Musicians ages 14 to 18 can learn more and apply at theconcertsatthebarn.com/YA-PDC.
I'm Abacus P. Grumbler from What If World, where stories from kids like you come to life. Tune in today at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Aceme cibe so manayo, odi kananji molayo.
ICANN is a place for kids like you and me.
The little place they call the Chicken Shack. We're gonna boogie from the front and back. We're gonna rock and roll all night long. We're gonna rock till the Broadway light. Choo choo, choo choo the boogie, choo choo, boo boo the boogie, boo boo, boo boo the boogie, choo choo, choo choo the boogie, hoo hoo. Take me right back to this thing. Thank you.
called the Chicken Shack. We're gonna rock till the broad daylight. We're gonna boogie woogie all night long. We're gonna boogie till the broad daylight. So the choo choo, the choo, the choo.
Listening to ICANN on HD2.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
I'm Mr. Eric. You're listening to ICANN on HD2 and streaming online. What If World is coming up next.
What if kittens play the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we are bringing all of you a fully improvised story. I do this once a month for our supporters as part of our Stump Mr. Eric episodes, but today I'm going to get some help from Miss Lynn. So, Miss Lynn, I'm gonna turn it over to you for a minute.
Okay.
and let you pick our first question.
All right, well, this first question is a call-in question from Abby, and here's Abby's question.
My name is Abby, and I'm from Missouri, and my question is a character request and a question at the same time. My character request is, what if there was a dog named Prudence who is kind of like Dogzilla, but Fred falls in love with her, and she tries to eat Petey the Pirate, but Petey the Pirate lives in a rocket ship house, just like Zack and Zee. And my favorite characters are JF Cat and Mr. P. Grumbler.
Okay, so we've got Petey the Pirate, rocket ship house. Now, if you're doing this online or you're doing this at a computer, it's okay to just, like, write down some quick notes or scribble something down so you don't forget. When you're improvising on stage in a theater, you're supposed to just remember all this stuff, and that can be challenging, too, but that's why you have teammates. So we have Prudence. She is Dogzilla.
She is like Dogzilla. I don't know how she's like Dogzilla. But she's...
I like Dogzilla. Yeah, I don't know how either. I'm assuming that means that she's gargantuan.
Giant,
and,
yeah.
And also dog-like, but maybe she's not from the moon as our Guilds and Goblins Dogzilla was.
Right,
knows?
Right.
She could be from under the sea like the original Dogzilla.
Oh.
And Fred's gonna fall in love. We don't actually have a lot of romance stories in What If World, so
it's
that's
always
fun.
Seems to be Fred.
It is. Everyone loves Fred and wants Fred to find love. There's so many questions about him, like, having babies and stuff. There's only so many of those you can do. He does end up with the princess babies and the princex babies and the prince babies in that meditation, if you haven't heard it. Prudence Dogzilla is going to try to eat Petey's rocket ship house. I remember there was a butt there, so, like, he's probably going to get away. And the favorite characters are JF Cat
and Abacus.
And Abacus. Yeah. JF Cat and Abacus.
I mean, you remembered a lot considering all those details.
So, kids at home, this is always a challenge for you, too. Now you've got the basic scaffolding of a story for yourself. These stories are kind of take place in the What If World multiverse. So whatever happens in these stories isn't affecting what Miss Lynn has dubbed What If World Alpha. So thank you, Abby. Miss Lynn, does this question make you think of anything in particular?
I mean, the name Prudence always, because I'm such a big fan of the Beatles, always makes me think of the song Dear Prudence, which was a song that Paul McCartney wrote about his sheepdog, Prudence.
I did not know it was about a dog.
Right. So, I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me that Prudence needs to be not just a dog, but a sheepdog.
A sheepdog. That's so good. That's so good. And also a lovely song. The Beatles don't need my plugging them.
I'm sure they're very happy for it nonetheless. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You're welcome, Paul. Okay, so let's find out, what if there was a dog named Prudence? Fred the dog fell in love, Petey the pirate had a rocket ship house, and maybe we'll see JF Cat and or Abacus. No promises there, I'll do my best. Prudence was a sheepdog. And like most sheepdogs, her job was guarding sheep. She lived in a great big grassy land that stretched as far as the eye can see. And in that land, the only other kind of creature she ever saw were the little sheep that she looked after.
These sheep are so tiny. I can just see him. Oh, I'm kind of a bit Australian there. We do have a lot of sheep in Australia, so I guess that makes sense. In New Zealand, maybe I'm from New Zealand instead. But these sheep are so tiny, it's almost hard for me to see them all. I've got my magnifying glass so I can look after all these sheep.
Now, as she was looking through her magnifying glass, just making sure they were okay, seeing which sheep might need shearing so their fur didn't get too much in the way. Now, how a giant, massive Dogzilla shears a sheep?
I'm not sure you even want to know.
And then she saw a sheep that she thought, curiously, had already been shorn?
This sheep looks bald. And what's that long thing hanging off of it? Let me pick this up and take a look.
That's my tongue. No, you can let go. I'm gonna need you to put me down.
You're,
put me down.
You're not a sheep at all. What's this thing hanging off the front?
That's my tongue, and I am the butt of my body, and I will thank you to let it go right now.
Sorry, little dog. I didn't ask your permission. I'll just put you right back down right there.
And as soon as Prudence let go of Fred's tongue, he started whirling it around in the air like a helicopter and came back up to eye level with her.
That is quite the skill you've got there, little papa.
You gotta be pretty flexible when you're a small dog living in a world of giant Dogzillas, you know what I mean?
That seems like a really useful skill you've developed. Cheers.
And just as Fred the dog went to give a tail 5, which is really just a tail 1 when you're a dog, to Prudence, thunder struck, and black clouds rolled in, and...
It is I, the sheep snatcher himself!
Abacus?
Abacus!
Oh, Abacus? Why are you going to steal all the sheep?
I want to have the biggest, wooliest robe in all the world, and so it shall be mine.
Nice try, Ambicus. You're not getting your hands on these sheep today.
Ambicus M. Fumbler was conjuring large purple hands of magic that were scooping the sheep and pulling them from the field into a pile.
No! This is unpleasant.
Give me back those sheep.
I'll save you. Sheep? I don't think you need shaving, Prudence. You seem pretty capable.
Yeah! And Fred the dog went to lick these purple floating magical hands.
Take, lick, you spooky ghost hands.
Oh, I shouldn't be able to feel that, but your tongue is so dirty and slimy that even through the grips of my magic, I can feel the...
Fred, you keep him occupied and I'll start shearing these sheep with my tiny nail clippers.
And expertly, this giant dog started clipping all the wool off these woolly sheep.
No, it's mine. That's supposed to be... Yeah, that tickles. Oh, dear. Thank you.
You leave me no choice but to unleash my other secret weapon.
And slowly, this floating wizard in the sky swiveled in his chair that he'd been sitting in with his back turned to everyone the entire time. And in his lap was... Meow, ow, 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 ow.
Oh, no.
It is I, KF Jet, the most villainous cat of all the world. And I also have the power to turn into a catzilla. I'm sure there's been a what-if question or two about that.
Yes, but that's not the question we read.
Are you trying to tell me not to have magic giant cat powers?
Okay, no, fair enough.
Oh, no! It's time for a giant cat-dog battle in the pasture. It's not going to leave me much time to fall in love with you, Prudence.
I can't understand how you could resist me all this time, Fred.
Okay, I mean, I got to say, it's kind of like anytime you meet a dog, it's like love at first sight. If you are a human, you understand this, because I see it every time a human looks at me.
Agreed.
KF Jet got so huge.
Oh, okay. No, you need to get out of my lap before you turn giant next time.
Noted. Sorry.
And reached out at the sheepdog. One thing sheepdogs have going for them, though, especially giant sheepdogs, is a very thick layer of fur.
Oh, I'll get you. I'll get you. Oh.
It's nice, right?
Wow. This is really nice to need. Is it? My nails are just a little stuck.
Let me just scratch under your chin right there.
And KF Jet rolled over on his belly while kneading the woolly fur of this giant sheepdog.
No! My magical hands are only grasping naked sheared sheep!
I'm cold.
That's what you get for trying to steal things. This sheep wool costs $5.99 per spool.
Oh, that's actually quite a deal.
You can check out my website. It's PrudenceShearsTinySheep.org.
Oh, wow, you're a non-profit. Well, no wonder. I do want to be more supportive of grassroots efforts. I like grass. Not like that. Never mind. I've only got a 20. Can you break that?
I only take cards.
Oh.
Go on the website.
Website?
Phew.
And Ambicus disappeared.
That's close.
Ding. A ding popped up on Prudence's laptop. A purchase had been made for 3 spools of wool.
Oh, perfect. Fred, do you mind fulfilling that order right there?
Yeah, no problem. I'll just spin this wool into thread with my tongue.
I'll serve him right.
Bing bong.
Special delivery.
Ahoy. Tis I, Meaty the Meat Pie. Yes, I'm a meat pie with legs. Don't think too hard about it.
I can't not think about it. You look mighty tasty to me.
What? No, no. Dogs don't like meat pies. That's not a thing.
What are you talking about? We love meat pies.
Yeah, but I'm your delivery person. I'm supposed to...
Oh, that's a good meat pie.
Would you quit licking me?
Meaty grabbed the wool as quickly as he could and dove into his rocket ship house to make a special delivery.
See you on Sunday for the next delivery.
I mean, it's probably just as well. It's really hard to find a good delivery guy.
Especially when you keep eating them, Prudence. That's kind of imprudent of you.
Pobody's nerfix.
By the way, we're in love!
the end?
Yes, indeed. Oh my gosh, Ms. Lynn, that was so fun. I hope you all enjoyed that short story. When you're improvising a story together, try not to get too caught up on the names. One really weird and funky one can be a lot of fun, and then you just keep the rest simple, say the first thing that pops into your head, and do your best to remember it together. If you told a story about a giant sheepdog, how might yours be different? What other what-if characters could appear? Or even characters from your own favorite stories? Thank you so much for sharing your ideas with us, helping keep our show going. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and until we meet again, keep wondering.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio with 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem. We provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.